Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Dante's Inferno. I hope you enjoy. Good afternoon. It's 27 minutes past 12 p.m. So it's afternoon for me. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are. In this episode, we're going to talk about some really subtle shit. Some also pretty gangster shit that if you can apply this and understand this, it's going to make your experience here on planet Earth vastly easier, vastly more enjoyable, and just allow you to crush it with ease. Let me go back inside because the next door neighbors are drenched in low vibration energy. They're like screaming at the dogs, shut the fuck up! That's okay though. They're healing. It's a process. So when I used to record podcasts and film videos, I'm really passionate about improving the skill set, right? Because I want, before I kind of had this spiritual awakening, before I realized what I actually want to do, I was chasing things for the wrong reasons. So I wanted to be an RSD instructor, which basically is a self-help slash dating coach. I wanted to make videos speaking about social dynamics, how to interact with the opposite sex. But it was coming from a make a lot of money, fuck a lot of girls, you know, have a lot of validation. Just be really cool. And this came from a place of not accepting myself, not loving myself, and some remnants of wanting to please my father, who had a pretty good dating company back in the day when, if you're familiar with the term pickup artist, when that surge and when was it, like when VH1 launched the pickup artist and mystery and Neil Strauss, and you can kind of YouTube it or Google it if you want to learn a little bit more about it, but yeah, that whole background. So it came from the wrong place. And because of that, I didn't accept myself, I didn't love myself, and it had a shit ton of trauma still, right? Like, none of that was healed at this point. Like, I'm just carrying that. So it's kind of a cool testament to the videos I made and the podcasts I made and content I made. It's a cool little testament to the work because I had all this trauma weighing me down, and still, despite all that, I was trying to create and trying to, you know, make solid quality content. Although it was coming from a dark place, I was still mixing it in with trying to help people, right? Trying to serve, trying to make videos to help other people. And yeah, it was definitely mixed in with a bunch of dark shit, bunch of like validation, low vibration energy. So the point I want to make here though is the place it came from was very difficult, very exhausting, trying to have to make a video. Make it into existence. Whereas now, it's not forcing. It's not making something. It's allowing it to come out. It's allowing it to come forward. And now I enjoy making a podcast. Like, making a podcast is recharging. Whereas before, it was draining. It required so much effort to create something. And because it required so much effort, I couldn't sustain it for very long. Like, I could make, in the beginning, you know, a 2-minute video. And then I slowly, gradually, over making, you know, hundreds of videos, got up to the point where I could do 20 minutes. That was like, when I did my first 20-minute video, holy shit, that was like, break open the pan, champagne, fucking, we made it. it was fantastic, amazing. Then I got to 30 minutes, then 40 minutes. Then 50 minutes, then an hour. And gradually over time, as I kind of improved the skill set and then started healing my trauma, now it's in a place where if I'm in a bad state, I can shift into this level of energy being creativity, which is a high vibration state, create, give, add value, serve, and it's recharging to me. It's no longer exhausting. It's no longer draining. And this morning I just did yoga for the first time. Not for the first time ever, first time in a long time. And I wanted to get a good system to, like, when I wake up in the morning, to kind of just relax, loosen up all the energy. They always be calling me when I'm doing a podcast. Okay, there's segment one. Segment two. I wanted to do yoga to give myself a way to loosen up that energy and really pinpoint where my stress is, where I'm carrying my stress, where I'm carrying the tension, where I'm carrying all that friction resistance to kind of break it up. And before I would loathe doing yoga. Like I heard some self-help guys did yoga, so I would try to do yoga, but I fucking hated doing yoga. It drove me insane. Like literally I'd be sitting there like internally this is what I'm feeling. Guys, just hurry up, all right, just get through. It's so silly to think about now. Whereas now I go out and I don't want to bring my phone. I have the laptop only to watch the video. I don't want to surf social media, like I don't want to do any of that shit. And I just want to sit there and just do the yoga. And I felt so amazing. And then I kind of like wrestled with the dogs a little bit. Felt so amazing. Then I, you know, took a couple pictures, brought my phone out, took a couple pictures for some content, recorded a little bit, posted it on a couple platforms. But the place it was coming from is much different, right? It's recharging. It's these high vibration habits and activities that I didn't resonate with before. I resonate with them now because I'm operating in a high vibration state. So I'm attracted to more high vibration activities, people, circumstances, places. When I clean, there's a different awareness to like the energy around me. It's like, okay. And I know, this is very subtle. This is extremely subtle, right? Extremely subtle. If you can get this, man, amazing, okay? But I can understand if you feel like, okay, this is a bunch of gobbledygook. I totally get that because I felt like that for a long time. I'm like, the energy of the plate, what the fuck are you talking about, Dante? Right? But what I mean is when you walk into a different place, right? So you walk into a room or someone walks into your room, you get a vibe, right? They don't necessarily need to say anything. You can feel the energy coming off of them. You can feel if they're angry or if something's wrong or if they're happy, right? Someone can just walk in the room and just kind of look at you. And you can just be like, damn, that guy's in the fucking zone. Look at him, man. He's not even smiling, but his eyes are fucking smiling. You know what I mean? You can feel it. So, take a sip of this water. So, I have this awareness for what state the energy around me is and how it's contributing to my state of energy, right? My internal ecosystem of emotions. And if it's not helping, I want to tweak that, right? I want there to be a lot of space, a lot of room, right? If oftentimes when you go into someone's house and it's really messy, this is a reflection of their internal state of energy and what's going on with them internally, emotionally, spiritually. It's a reflection, right? Our inner reflects our outer. We track what we are. So when I'm consistently 90-95% of my day in a state of high vibration energy and just feeling good, loving life, it's amazing. And living in the world we live in, we accumulate low vibration energy throughout the day because that's the dominant energetic space the planet exists in right now, right? So we get that. There's stress we accumulate every single day and we kind of like scrub ourselves like it's almost like radiation. And if you ever watched that movie, Indiana Jones, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, where like he hides in the refrigerator and then they have to scrub his body down for the radiation. It's kind of like that. We have to do that energetically. We have to scrub ourselves down every single day. Otherwise, it kind of just stacks and you just have this low compounding interest of low vibration energy. But I want to be aware of what my state looks like, right? My house, the things around me, wardrobe, like it's all reflection. So if it's in chaos, that is a reflection of your inner self. Your inner self is in chaos, right? It's because I'm in a state of high vibration, I want to clean. I want to laugh. I want to share good emotions with other people. I want to ask, how are you doing? I want to create. I want to feel good. I don't want to take myself seriously. I don't want to, you know, hurry to be getting somewhere. I want to allow what's supposed to happen to happen. I want to allow the work to rise up from me from a place of inspiration, not desperation. And I had a call with a phenomenal human being and energy master in my eyes, my point of view, Glenn Ackerman. You can go to energyawarenesstraining.com if you want to learn more about what he does. It's pretty amazing. I had a call with him, about an hour long call last night, and he told me something that really stuck out. It was like, high vibration energy is never in a rush, right? Low vibration energy is all about speed because it wants to keep you unconscious. If you're trapped in the next moment or what you have to do, you know, in the future, you're not in the present moment. You're not right here, right now. Just being. What does that mean? Call number two, segment number three. Okay, keep going. So, what does that mean, right? What does that mean? Look, it means if you're not aware, like how does being in the present moment help you, right? If we're asking this practically, how does being in the right now, right here, help you? Well, it's all about stillness, okay? So someone who is entrenched in low vibration energy, they can't, as I sit down here, they can't just sit down, breathe, and just be at peace. They can't just feel good. Just enjoy the moment, right? Just enjoy the moment. They have to get somewhere. To do something. Something's pressing. Right? When you're in this space of stillness and peace, you just feel good. And you're more efficient. Because when you're caught in this, having to get to the next thing, the next thing, next thing, it's exhausting, number one. You tire out, you burn out, because you're not operating out of high vibration energy. You're operating out of low vibration energy. You're not at peace with yourself. And trauma directly affects your energy. Because if you don't accept yourself, you don't love yourself, if you don't dissolve the negative and reactive charge attached to your trauma, transcend that trauma to then get back your personal power, to free up that energy being used to constantly power this trauma, then that's constantly being taken away from you feeling good and being in these high states of high vibration energy, right? The trauma is like a parasite latched onto you, an energetic parasite latched on your spirit, sucking your life force away to power these traumas that exist within you, right? You're not aligned, you're fractured. And this fracturing causes you to seek out these very short bursts, these little highs of stimulus to give you energy. So one of them could be like coffee or cigarettes or drugs or alcohol or negativity, gossip, complaining, right? These things give you a short little spike in energy. But what we're trading in short term right now, we lose in long term consistent feeling good forever. Do you know what I mean? Does this make sense? So if I wake up in the morning, here's the distinction. I wake up in the morning and I feel like crap. And I'm like, it's Monday. And I have to stumble into the kitchen. Make the coffee, I'm gonna drink the coffee, and then maybe eat a bowl of sugary cereal, or just fucking, right? So if I'm putting things in my body that are sugary, right? I have to get this short-term energy to wake me up, to bring me into a state so I can cope with existing in the world. But the funny thing is, when we go and we accept ourselves, we accept the traumatic things that happened, we love them, we dissolve them, we transcend them. All that energy, that colossal amount of energy being drained, sucked into this black hole of toxicity that is the culmination, the sum of all of our traumas. We get all that energy back, and it goes back into our pool of energy that we start each day with. And this pool of energy is revitalizing, it's recharging, and it's sustainable because it's high vibration energy. It's what we are at a default. It's what we are from birth. right? It's source energy. It's what we actually are. Indestructible, infinite being. So, this pool of energy, this high vibration pool, we don't really need to drink the coffee, right? It's not really, it doesn't really serve. Like, being in that state is, we understand that, I understand that when I'm in the state of high vibration energy, that in and of itself feels fucking amazing. It's great. It feels really good. It's really nice. But when I introduce something like coffee, yeah, it can be fun, but over the span of my day, it's going to take more than it gives to me. Like a cup with friends, and then I balance that out with water and being aware of my energy, that can be fun. That can be a pleasant experience. But if I'm relying on that to power my state, it's coming from the wrong place, because we can do that without anything external, right? We can power ourselves with good, clean energy by healing ourselves, healing our trauma, you know, dissolving the pain behind them, transcending them, and getting that our personal power back. We have that ability to just feel good all the time. And then things with like a healthy diet, drinking tea, drinking lots of water, doing some yoga, meditating, reading books, right? These are all things that we can add on to enhance it. But isn't it funny how when you're in low vibration, when you're in negativity, when you're in survival mode, you really don't want to read a book, you don't want to do yoga, you don't want to just sit down and meditate. You don't want to, you know, you just want to eat something quick. It's like, let me smoke the cigarette. Ah, let me drink the coffee. Yeah, let me slam an energy drink. The things that will actually get us into high vibration energy, those activities like yoga, like meditation, that will aid us in bringing us onto the path, we do not resonate with them. In our trauma, that's what it does, right? This emotional and spiritual splintering, it causes us to exist in this state of needing external things, activities, to give us spikes of energy so we can cope. But high vibration energy isn't about coping, it's about thriving. And it's calm, it's slow, it's peaceful. There's no rush because it knows that there's no need for that. You're gonna get where you need to go. You're on the path. You just have to keep walking forward. That's it, you're gonna get there, right? The journey is the destination. And every step you take along that path just feels good. It feels nice. And you can just observe everything around you and enjoy it. Really be there with it. It's amazing. But you don't get access to that if you don't heal your trauma. Because it doesn't matter if you meditate 6 hours a day. If you have trauma that's unhealed, it's still going to suck your power away and cause you pain and bring you back down. And for so long, I existed in the state of being miserable and traumatized by my trauma, stifled. And am I 100%? No, it's like a lifelong process of just hitting new and new levels. Yes, you can have major breakthroughs. That's what I specialize in. And that's why working with Glenn, why I'm now working with Glenn, that's what we want to do. We want to give you that initial breakthrough to get you to a place of feeling good all the time. And then what I mean by process over the rest of your life, it's just a deepening of that feeling good. So when we get a giant portion of your trauma knocked out of the way, like in my case, 80, 90%, boom, gone, out of the way, it's massively relieving. You're just like, oh my God, this is what life is supposed to feel like. It's amazing. So great. But now we can deepen that state of feeling good. So I'm talking about, like, right now I can sit by a pond and just enjoy myself. I can just look at the fish, right? I can just sit on the floor. I can just kind of stand, look around, and really enjoy myself. Take a deep breath. Really enjoy myself. But there are states where I've reached here and there where it's just like that, but it's like ecstasy. Yeah, pretty crazy, right? How could you just be sitting down on the floor, just being in the moment. And it like feels like fucking, you just took ecstasy. It's so amazing. It's the best feeling in the world. That's so crazy, right? So crazy. And that's what's waiting for you. Feeling good all the time, creating, following your passion, living your dreams, helping, co-creating, hitting these massive states of just bliss, peace, utter ecstasy. There's so many levels to this. It's kind of amazing. And it just keeps deepening the more you put your focus on this, right? Because where focus goes, energy flows. So the more we focus on high vibration activities and people, the more that deepens and our understanding deepens. And it's over the course of a lifetime, it just keeps getting better and better and better all the time. But my purpose here in working with Glenn is to give you that main breakthrough in the beginning to get you to that place, to shift into feeling good all the time. And that has to do with analyzing the emotional events in your life that caused a lot of pain that are still there, you're still holding on to. And then healing those events. And then giving you that power back. It's an amazing process. And there's like tears, and there's releases. And you just, it's like night and day. That's the best example. It's night and day. I had thoughts of suicide before. Like, I literally had legitimate thoughts of grabbing a gun, putting it against my head or in my mouth, and just blowing my head off. That's so sad and dark and unnecessary. Like, what? You kidding me? What? There's no need for that. No need for that. Like, at all. To even entertain that thought for a second. Mm-mm. We are so amazing, human beings. You listening, you're so amazing. You have so many gifts to offer the world. You can have so much abundance. Emotional, material, spiritual, right? You can have all of this in excess and feel great and have it resonate. So it just makes sense. Like, yes, it just makes sense I would have this money. It would just make sense I would be traveling here. It just makes sense to have these circle of friends and this amazing partner or partners. It just makes sense to be doing what I love. It just makes sense to feel good all the time. It just makes sense. That's the place I want to get you to, right? Feeling great and killing it, crushing it, just makes sense. So I know we talked about a lot of things here, a lot of subtle things, right? Energy, it's very, very subtle. When you're in a state of high vibration, and you get context for like, okay, what's the scale of energy? What is roughly, you get, like, I can recall that scale. Do I know every single level by heart? No, but I know the distinction because negative states make me feel like crap and positive states make me feel good and in flow and like, yeah, this is great. We're creating, everything's good. So once you have context for that, then you operate throughout your life and you know how to respond, right? You can just be yourself because you know that any negative thing that happens, it's a reflection of that person, not you. It's a reflection of that person, right? If someone's mean to you, or you say, how are you doing? And they're just like, and shuffle off. That's a reflection of their state of being. They are not okay right now. They're in survival. They're coping. They're not thriving, right? I only want to laugh, not take myself seriously, and then help, serve, give, add value to people in the world. So if I bring that to somebody and they're coping, they're not thriving, they're hanging on to trauma still, they're not going to resonate with that. They might briefly, but inevitably, they're going to be sucked back down into some problem, some drama. They can't just exist in the moment and feel good, feel happy. And the funny thing is, when you get sucked into those drama, right, when life presents you a problem or a person creates something, an event happens, it's negative, if you sink into negativity, you can't, like the Albert Einstein quote says, you can't solve a problem with the same level of thinking that created it. You can't solve a negative problem with more negativity because you're just going to get more negativity, right? you have to stay in this state of high vibration energy, laughing, making fun of the problem. That's hilarious. Haha. You think I'm going to take that seriously? You're funny. Very funny. Right? Because in that state of high vibration energy, the solution will present itself. Right? I remember writing songs. I play music as a passion of mine. And I remember trying to write songs back in the day. And every once in a while, I would just be in a good mood and write a hit. Right? I have one hit. It's an actual hit. Like, if I actually take it to a commercial thing, commercially, it is sound. I could probably make a really good, decent amount of money off it. But that's not what I want to do right now. Point being, I was in the state of feeling good, wrote a hit song. Most of my other songs, I was trying to force it. Like, massively. Like, trying to write it, trying to feel like, why won't it come out? Just come on, trying to just play for hours and hours. And then I wake up this morning, and I kind of sit down. I'm just in a good mood, and I'm just singing something. I'm like, I got married in the church to a girl who looked just like you. Right? And I just sang this verse, and then I sang the chorus, and the chorus, oh my God, it sounded amazing. Amazing. I'm like, boom, I got a verse, I got a chorus. But what about the rest? No. I just kind of left it just right there. I wrote it down. Then I actually started writing another song, and then I was like, nah, not feeling it. I'm just gonna put the guitar down. So I put it down. Then I went, I did some yoga, wrestled with the dogs, had some food a little while ago, made a cup of coffee, but I'm not touching it yet. Because I don't need the coffee. I feel good. Life is good. Why am I drinking that coffee? Right? Why am I smoking cigarettes? Why am I engaging this problem? Why am I engaging this negativity? Why is this so important? Why do I feel like crap right now? Why do I feel negative? These are the questions we should be asking ourselves. Why? Because if we can get the why, if we can bring awareness to the why, that's 90% of the battle. Why? Because you grew up poor and you don't think you deserve to make money. Right? Maybe that's a why. Maybe that's not the core why. Maybe that's just a surface, like one layer deep why. Because there's multiple layers, right? The ego is great at building up these layers upon layers to obscure the truth. Because if you see the truth, then you can heal the truth and then you get the power back and the ego, quote unquote, loses. The ego wants to be in control of you. It wants to be the master, because that's how it stays alive. But if you're the master, then it becomes a servant, as it's meant to be. If you want to learn more about that, go check out, go search my name on Medium, Dante, Dante, space Hit, Hitt. There is an article I posted, not mine, it's an excerpt from Eckhart Tolle speaking with an interviewer about the timeline of human consciousness. And there's a lot of great value, a lot of great insight into human consciousness and ego within that little article. So I encourage you to go check that out. It's pretty amazing. So, to tie this episode up, it's very subtle. But the cool thing is, when you start healing your trauma, you start resonating with these different activities like reading books, going for a walk, laughing, sharing good energy. Just being real with people, being real with yourself, and you just feel really good. It's amazing. And you stop resonating with these lower vibrational habits that don't really serve. They just keep taking away more of your power. More of your power. More of your power. And yeah, I mean, this is how I'm now in a state of just loving life. Feeling great. Feeling good. Not having any problems. In a state of laughing and joking, right? Getting myself in a state of not taking myself seriously. And from that state, we just dominate. Because we have way more energy. It's a lighter energy, and solutions just present themselves. We're in a flow state constantly. It's pretty amazing. So, thank you so much for watching, or listening, more accurately, to this episode. Hope it was valuable. Hope it was insightful. And, yes, peace, love, and light. I'm going to go put a little bit of work in. Work. Work. put a little bit of work in, put a little bit of laughing in. I'm going to finish watching this video. And yeah, I love you guys. Peace, love, and light. I will see you in the next one. Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Listen, I know. It can be kind of taxing when you listen to some stuff. And then they're like, hey, can you send this to one person? But listen, we're helping people heal themselves, heal their trauma, accept themselves, love their smell, that too, love themselves, and just go on to crush life and smile more. Don't you want to do that? Don't you want the world to do that? Could you imagine if everyone was happy all the time and they just followed the thing that made them the happiest, which coincidentally gave the most value to everyone as a whole? Whether it be cooking, painting, music, art, technology, engineering, like whatever. Isn't that a future worth investing in? Isn't that an attractive thought? Everyone being happy, everyone living their dreams. That's possible. I thought it wasn't possible for a very long time, but I know now, being able to do it for myself, okay, this is without a doubt 100,000% possible, and I'm making it happen. So if you want to help that, please send this right here, this episode, to one person you believe it'll help. One person you think might benefit from listening to it. One person you might be able to suck into our cause and make smile more, make laugh more, and make them enjoy their life more. Please join the movement. Send this to one person. Thank you for listening to this episode. Peace, love, and light. Till next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.